Yeah, that was Lance's idea. And, you know, what was it, $9 to get the app forever? So, yeah, I just, it was useful enough to me. You know, I now that I've played with it a little while, I might want to, you know, change what I monitor. You know, like, I don't know, do I really, first of all, I'm gonna change things around a little bit on the topography, I guess, that for lack of a better word, of the network, or of the All-Star node. Like, you know, I'm gonna have a node, probably a private node, like a 1990-something or whatever. I'll probably do like Fred did and pick some real low, like 500, 600, 700, something he's not using. But I'm gonna use some low node numbers and private node numbers, and then all my repeaters will connect to the to that private node, which will be co-located with the public one that people will hook up to, and you know, which I'll probably leave that 43732, because that's published for people that don't know anything else. They go there, you know, people that are in the know go to 48412, but I wouldn't get committed to any of those numbers, because I'm gonna try to consolidate things and give some of my numbers back to All-Star Link, because I got way too many and I don't need them all, especially since you can split notes now. You couldn't when I got all those numbers. Now you can. So I'm going to probably just keep a couple of mine, one for FBI, one for me personally, and then I can split them, you know, as needed. So my repeaters, I do want my repeaters to have a genuine All-Star node number, because in a perfect world, I'd like people to be able to go to those directly, pull them off the network and use them. Like, let's say you guys up in Richmond have an event, I'd like you to be able to go in there, pull that one off, and then maybe you want to connect that up to something else, you know, for an event, or maybe you just want it off or whatever, but I'd like you to be able to go in and just operate that particular repeater. You know, right now everything's done from the hub, and it's just, it gets difficult. So all stuff, you know, going forward, that program that Wally introduced me to, AllScan, might be the solution, you know, the easy solution to give, you know, just that kind of power to a select group of people. So we'll see.
Yeah, the AllScan is real good, and you can put as many users on it as you want. You can give certain users certain powers, and you can give somebody, you know, with Freddy, for example, master to it. Of course, he could go into it through the, you know, Allmon anyways. But, yeah, for those that don't understand the Allmon and, you know, all the other little, in you know, the language of All-Star, this thing is just a cat's meow, just a piece of cake. You can connect, you can monitor, you can disconnect, and you can make commands and, you know, and then just do a cron job to reconnect every 24 hours or something. There's a lot of possibilities.